Spirit Radio Podcasts.
Next guest will always be held in affection in this country, and especially in the West, because over the last 4 years, he's led Connacht Rugby through an incredible sporting journey, which this time last year on May 28th brought them to the pinnacle of the Celtic League, where they were crowned Pro 12 champions at a sunny Murrayfield. This year they came agonisingly close to reaching the last eight of Europe's premier competition, the Champions Cup. But he's now heading to a whole new project at Bristol in the UK, and I'm sure everyone in this country would wish him every success and thanks for the great memories. On the line to tell us more, we have Connacht Rugby's head coach for the past 4 years, Pat Lamb. Pat, you're very welcome to Spirit.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, pleasure. Yeah. To come on.
Yeah, good to have you. First of all, it's been an amazing 4 years, Pat. Have you got any standout memories?
Well, it's funny. I'm in the process of just cleaning up my office, and you know, a lot of flashbacks. Obviously, there's no doubt the final last year was tremendous, and what happened. But yeah, for me, the final sort of reflects all the work that had gone on before, and same this year. You know, where we made it clear that we needed to really connect with our community, really understand who we play for, and obviously there's the game and improving in the game and the way we play. But everything came back to a mindset that we just got to believe that we can achieve it. And because not many people, when you really sit back now and go, who would have ever thought Connacht could win it, when you have to consider what we have, this is our competition then. It just shows you the power of the mind, the power of teamwork, the power of relationships, and it was was a tremendous time, and probably there's so many highlights, you know, that when you consider that we were the fourth province, we still are considered really, particularly when it comes to resources wise, but you know, only in the last 3 years we're the only team that's won a trophy. And that just highlights the amount of work that's had to be done by so many people here. And special time, you know, yeah. A lot of great memories.
Yeah, well, it must be a bittersweet moment for you. But I mean, it's been, Pat, the history of Connacht Rugby has been, you know, bumpy, and you've brought it to a very special place. And one of the things that always struck me is you talk about relationships and, you know, relating to the community. Do you think that's been central to what Connacht have achieved?
Oh, without a doubt. I think it starts with your neighbour. I mean, it's what we're told, you know, love your neighbour. And that's for the guys. That's the guy next to you that we're all brought together. And then it's, you know, really it's the people you meet and you know, make a difference there. And I think that was my number one focus I had in year one, was relationships, and to keep building on that. And, you know, I look at, you know, we had quite an emotional farewell on Monday, and there's a few tears and everything as we say goodbye to the players and the management. And, you know, I was just so proud to watch the way some of these men have grown in 4 years, and some of them in the green jersey now, where they never believed they could, you know, we're going to have that opportunity. And there's others that are going to come through. And, you know, when whatever walk of life you're at, if you set a goal and you achieve it, it is a massive buzz. But, you know, collectively, when it comes to team sport, the amount of work that everyone has to do, and it can only be done if your relationships are strong and solid.
Yeah, well, it's really thought-provoking to hear you talk about it, because it must be so important for the people in Connacht as well, what's been achieved. And do you think, are you hopeful that legacy will live on in the team going forward?
Well, I know it will, because it was the other part of that I was really proud about, that has been involved with key people and drawing up our strategic plan, 5-year plan, and you know, and and having the roadmap of where we're going, having a clear vision around grassroots, the green shirts, and having clarity where everyone fits. And we built a Connacht house, if you like, which is underpinned by the Connacht way and the way we do things, which is really, really important too. Yeah. So yeah, one of the things that we said was that, you know, as rugby and sport and life, people move on, and we just want to make sure that we've got a structure and system in place that the next person can come over. Like, you know, recruitment and retention is one, you know, where there wasn't really one when I arrived here, and we put a formal structure in there that everyone's got clarity. So Kieran Kane comes in now, he can just pick up that and continue to work with Tim, the team manager, and whatever CEO. You know, things like that is one example. that we've put a lot of things in place that it can be ongoing. Because like the game, it's like players. The players will come and go. It's the same with, you know, whether you're involved in the commercial team or the finance team or the coaching team. You know, as long as we've got that in place, then the person come in has clarity on what their role is and can get on and give their best to Connacht Rugby.
Yeah.
You know, and last night, me and John Muldoon had the honour of, you know, having our hands moulded in Kong and placed out there with John Wayne and Scarlett Moira Nahara.
Oh, wow.
And it was a big reception we had out there and just seeing all the kids in Ballinrobe jerseys. And they even said, you know, a few years ago it was only GAA, and which is great. I love the GAA because it's getting kids into sport. And, but they said they'd never think they'd see the day. And so many of those kids from Kong had gone to the final or watched the final. It just made me sit there and reflect the impact that the team has had in the West of Ireland.
Yeah, it's a renaissance of rugby in the West, which is just amazing. Talk to me about the rugby for a minute, Pat. I mean, you're moving sort of out of the Pro 12 now, but what do you think about the health of the Pro 12 as a league and as a group of teams?
Well, I think it's fantastic. I think, you know, you got quality players playing. That's the main thing. And then you got different styles and... Yeah, you got teams that can everyone can beat each other on the day. I don't think any team's gone through where they've lost every single game. I think it's going to be even stronger now that the Challenge Cup is the Champions Cup is automatic top seven. You know, there is no one from each country needs to get in there. I think that's the final bit of meritocracy that needed to happen. So that's going to be it's given a real clarity. The top seven go through. And then if you're in the Challenge Cup, you want that to go through. So I think it's just going to continue to go strength to strength. I know there's talk about possibly, you know, expansion or America being involved. I think it's just the most important thing when you think 10 years ago where, you know, what the Celtic Nations, what they were going to do, I think they're getting that league is just going to get better and better and there's good people involved.
Yeah, well, and certainly you've done your part. Let me just ask you before I let you go. What are you going to miss about living in Galway? Obviously, you're going to move your family over. What are you going to miss about being in Galway?
I can tell you, without a doubt, I've been very fortunate to travel all around the world, and you have, you know, beautiful places, you know, and sculpture and architecture and, you know, trees and stuff. And there's no doubt every place is different, and they're all beautiful, but it's the people that make the difference. It's the people that, you know, I live out at Maori Haramoa, a small little community out at... just out of Galway, and they put on a surprise farewell dinner, and there was a few hundred there, and I sat there afterwards thinking, wow, you know, just we came here not knowing anyone, and the amount of people that we've met all around, not in our own community, around Galway, Connacht, and around Ireland, it's been tremendous, and, you know, we've been ticking off every county, and we've pretty much done every county, we've just got to do about three or four more up north, and we've been to every county in Ireland, and it's been a real pleasure to meet people throughout this country. So never be forgotten, and will always be special.
Yeah. Before I let you go, and is there any message you give to a young player listening to this who wants to make it? What advice would you give them?
Oh, without a doubt, chase your dream. Yeah, never. I said to the kids in Kong last night, you know, be proud that you're from Kong. Be proud you're from, you know, Mayo. Be proud you're from Connacht, and be proud you're from Ireland. Never. Than anyone say, oh, you know, you're only from a small place, or you can only do that. Everyone's been blessed with so many gifts, and, you know, it's over to you to focus on the people that love you and focus on the people that believe you, because we live in a world where there's some lovely things happening, but there's also people that can say negative things. And what the young players and young people, they've got social media, it's easy to tell, focus on negative stuff and what negative people are saying, but you focus on all the people that believe in you and love you, makes you feel strong, confident, and powerful, and you can achieve anything.
Well, Pat, it's inspiring to listen to you talk, and we just want to wish you all the best here from Spirit on your next venture.
Yeah, thanks, and yeah, keep up the good work, guys, you know, reaching out on a real positive station. Well done. God bless.
Thanks, Pat. God bless you. That's Pat Lamb, outgoing coach at Connacht Rugby. Wish him all the best at his next venture in Bristol. I'm sure he's always going to be welcome back whatever time he comes. Fantastic stuff.
Thanks for listening to our Spirit Radio podcast. Don't miss out. Subscribe today. Find out how at spiritradio.ie.